Hello everyone and welcome to our class in English here at breslev.co.il. Emuna with Rabbi Shalom Arushlita, Q&A, questions and answers. We're happy and delighted to be with you. And without further ado, I'd like to pass the microphone on to the rabbi. Bakasha kvod hav.
Thank you, Hashem. Moshem, צריכים תגמיד להחזק את העניין של התודות. זה דברים שצריכים חיזוק גדול מאוד מאוד.
We need to always strengthen the whole aspect of saying thank you. Saying thank you is something that always needs a very great strengthening.
Hayiti Arav Uram Arberzel kotev b'chol b'shalashavua.
I saw that Rabbi Yoram Abagil wrote in his booklet of this week.
Fami madam over איזה מצב לא קל, או ניסיון, קושי, ממש, הוא מוכר בבוקר, הוא דואג, מה יהיה, מה עושים, מי יעזור לי, פתאום רואה שהכל יסתדר לבד.
He writes there that sometimes a person goes through a very difficult hardship, a difficult trial. He gets up in the morning and he thinks, who's going to help me? What am I going to do? How am I going to cope? And suddenly he sees that things worked out on their own.
Hashem, no. Can I say all TV?
He thinks that it's all natural, the fact that everything worked out on its own. That's the natural process of things.
אבל זה לא נכון.
That's not true.
אז הדברים לא הסתדרו לבד.
Things did not work out on their own.
אלא יש מישהו חושב עליך.
But there's someone who's thinking about you.
אוהב אותך.
He loves you.
עוקב אחריך.
He's following you.
שומר עליך.
He's guarding you.
הוא דואג מסדרך. כל הדברים מסדרך. עושה דרך.
And he takes care to take everything in order for you. He is the one who made everything right. I saw in the book Chovat HaLevavot.
Shlosha sibot la'adam rahok mi'elaker tova.
Three reasons why a person is not grateful. Reason number one.
Adam rovdef ala olam hazeh rosei lasig od vada bima atamet margish hasro bekol zaman mamash nimetar beritva.
A person is in a constant pursuer after this world. He's constantly wanting to gain more things, feeling that he's lacking other things. He is in a constant pursue in this world, in this realm. He doesn't have time to look and to observe, to see all the good things that he has. He doesn't think about all the abundance that he has. He's only concentrated on what he doesn't have, and what is lacking. A person needs to change his attitude. He needs to have the will and the desire to see what he does have.
התלמידת שלי, שמעון, הייתה אותו הולך, זה מכני.
A student of mine, his name is Shimon, I saw him walking around with this thing, it's called the clicker.
Ma?
קוראים לזה הרב קליקר.
כן.
It's something mechanic.
כל תודה עשה...
This is an instrument used to count people, and I saw him walking around, and every single time he says thank you, every single time he clicks it, and it marks that he said one time thank you. I also took one of those. I'm used to saying thank you.
עוד דברים שלא הייתי רגיל לאמר, מחפש על מה ירגיל תודה.
But when I had this clicker, I strengthened myself and I started saying thank you for things that I did not say thank you for before previously. And I started looking for things to say thank you and clicking the clicker.
ודאי. בשמען שעד בודדות, אני שם את זה בצד, מתבודדות, אני אומר הרבה תודות, לא.
Certainly, during my hour of bodedus, I put this down, put it aside, because I say so many thanks during my hour.
מדי שמשל, מתי שאני לא עומד, רק מתי שאני לא הולך, סתם, סתם, מתחיל להגיד תודה על כל דבר, תודה על הכיסא, תודה על השבת, תודה על החשבת, תודה על העין, תודה על הספר.
Certainly when I learn, I also put it aside. But when do I use it? When I'm walking around from place to place, and then I start saying thank you. Thank you for the chair. Thank you for the table. Thank you for the light. Thank you for everything. And I say thank you, and I just click this clicker, this counter.
אז לכן אתם צריכים לחשוף כל מיני עצות אלך ללבורת בתודה.
That's why we need to think of many different advices and ideas how to increase our gratitude. הרב, אני יכול להגיד להם כמה הרב הגיע כבר? אני אגיד להם הרב בשבת?
כן.
I'd just like to tell you a story because the rabbi spoke about this on Shabbos, which is yesterday, just in a matter of about an hour, the rabbi already reached over 120 thank yous that he said. Right now, this is after already, this has already gone to zero. זה כבר התאפס, נכון? This is already zeroed.
זה כל יום מתחיל מאפס.
Every single day it starts from zero, and the rabbi is right now on already 166 times saying thank you. Just from walking around. I didn't have time at all during the day. I had lessons. Just from walking around, 166 thank yous in one day. And the day's not over. By yom lo nigmar. A person thinks what is lacking, think that what you're lacking is because you did not say enough thank you. The second reason the Chovat Levavot said why people are not grateful
enough. בית, מיטות, שולחנות, כיסאות, ארונות, הכל יש.
A person was born at home, raised at home. He sees that he has all this abundance. He's used to growing up with tables, with chairs, with beds, with cupboards. He's used to having all this abundance around him.
Oh, Hashem, זה... הכל מובן מאליו.
He thinks it's all taken for granted.
זה טעות.
That's a mistake.
שום דבר לא מובן מאליו.
Nothing is taken for granted.
השם הנן אותי.
Hashem granted me.
להבין ולהסביר שזה ממש, זה ממש כפירה גמורה שאתה חושב שהכל מובן מאליו.
To understand and to explain that that is absolute heresism.
למה?
To think that everything is taken for granted. Why?
כי אדם, הכיסא הזה הזה,
This chair, who does it belong to? To the Creator. You're using it. Say thank you. If I give the rabbi something, will he not say thank you to me? If I use you to help me, will I not say to you thank you? It's heresism. Everything belongs to the Creator. Live reality. Don't live the reality that the Creator gave you everything, and that's it, it's already yours. Live the reality that everything is given to you now at this moment. Every single blessing that we make it in the present sense. We say to Hashem, we bless him for creating the apple. Or the fruit now, not that he created it in the past. Live reality. Hashem is giving you now. Thank you, thank you. I didn't click the counter.
כל היום, תודה למים, תודה לזמן.
Thank you for the water, thank you for the air conditioner.
תודה לשעון.
Thank you for the watch.
לקחתי קודם עט, אמרתי תודה לעט.
I took before a pen, I said thank you for the pen.
לפני שיעלה את זה, לא היית אומר תודה לעט.
Before I had this, I didn't say thank you for the pen.
Righty,
I saw that this counter, this mechanical counter, is increasing my gratitude. That's the second reason. The third reason.
שאדם לא מאמין שכל מה שקורה לו זה הכל הטובה.
It's because a person does not believe that everything that happens to him is only for the better.
לכן כל דבר שלא הולך לו כמו שעושה ממש גורם לו לקפוץ בתורה.
That's why everything that doesn't go his way, it causes him to go against the Torah, to go into heresism. We need to live and to say thank you for everything that happens to us, whether things that follow and go in the way that we want to, whether things that don't go the way we want them to. The rabbi of
Baltimore.
He has a shul, but the people that daven there are people that are very far away from Yiddishkeit. They barely hold on and hold on to few things.
Rashi sipru she imishu kol hayom omer toda.
They told him there's someone who all day long says thank you. He called him and he said to him, you don't wear tzitzis. You don't wear yarmulke. You don't put on tefillin every single day. You barely hold on to the minimum of Yiddishkeit. And yet you go along all day long saying thank you? He told him, he's a very rich person. And he didn't have children for many years. He invested any and every possible sum just to have children. Nothing helped. One day, a messenger came from Israel. He saw him with a beard, with pears. He thought he was a great rabbi, and he started crying to him and crying and crying that he doesn't have any children.
He said
to him, listen, I can see you're barely holding on to
Yiddishkeit.
I'm not going to tell you to say every single day two books of Tehillim. In short, I'm going to tell you something that you can keep. Every single day, say thank you for 15 minutes, only 15 minutes, thank you that you don't have any children.
He
explains to him, Hashem does everything for the better good. So if he didn't give you children, that's the better good, that's the best thing for you. This rich man started saying thank you, but is only saying it verbally, is not really believing it or feeling it. Started saying another day and another day and another day. And he started thinking, certainly Hashem does everything for the better good. And even if he didn't give me children, that's for the better good. He started saying thank you really and truly. And his wife became pregnant. So the rich man told the rabbi of Baltimore, this is the advice that helped me have children after all these years. So all day long I'm saying thank you. And he told the rabbi that every single thing that doesn't go his way, he says thank you and problems are solved.
Mamash אם זוכרים שמה שאמר רבי נתן.
If you remember what Rabbi Nathan said.
מהיו עם ישראל אומרים תודה.
If the people of Israel would have said thank you for the good and for the bad, certainly all the difficulties and hardships would be annulled. All the exiles would be annulled. All the difficulties and hardships would be annulled and disappear.
לכן מתחיל ממש להכניס בעם ישראל את האמונה.
That's why we need to instill the people of Israel the אמונה.
התודה זה אמונה.
And gratitude, say thank you, that is אמונה.
טוב, ניתן להם זמן לשאלות.
Well, we're going to give you some time for the questions. יש לנו כאן כבוד הרב שאלה על אמונה. We have here a question about אמונה. Hello, I am a Noahide. I was wondering how Noahides should form communities. Should there be leaders, בתי דין, calls for prayer or study? מישהו כאן הרב שואל הרב שאלה לבני נוח. הוא אומר, איך אנחנו אמורים לבנות קהילות? אמורים להיות מנהיגים לקהילות, בתי דין, בתי כנסת? איך אמורה לראות קהילה של בני נוח? כמו קהילה רגילה?
Seven mitzvot mini Noah.
We have seven commandments that Noahides have.
Ata zocher ehad mehem.
One of the commandments is dinim. You have to have judgments, which means you have to have courts and you have to have a formed leadership. All the commandments are. We have the three commandments, which are avodah zarah, you're not allowed to worship another god. Shfichut damim, you're not allowed to shed the blood of another person. Vegiluy arayot, you're supposed to behave with holiness within the family. Then we have the four other commandments. Aleph, ever minachai, you're not allowed to eat a limb of an animal while it's alive. Birkat Hashem, you're not allowed to curse using the name of God. Gezel, you're not allowed to steal from another person. Vedinin, you're supposed to have a set of rules and judgments that are supposed to govern your lives. In fact, everything that encompasses all these different commandments is emuna. That's why I wrote a special book, A Garden of Emuna, dedicated for all the Noahides. And at the end of the Universal Garden of Emuna, I wrote the seven commandments that Noahides have. So certainly it's important that you have communities of people who believe that you live in the proper manner that is expected of you. And you keep all the commandments between a man and fellow man. Just like we said.
בוודאי, לקרב עוד אנשים שיאמונו בבועד ברוך שמו.
And certainly it's important to bring other people closer to believe in the Creator, blessed be his name.
כמו באמונה האמיתית.
In the true emunah, the true faith.
ברך אותם שלכם בהצלחה גדולה.
And I'd like to bless you to have great success. לשאול הרב שאלה נוספת הרב? שאלה הרב שקשורה הרבה פעם לשלום בית. This is a question that's got to do with domestic peace and tranquility. אם אדם מתגרש מאשתו, האם זה אומר שצינור השפע שלו סגור? אם הוא יתחתן שוב, האם זה מסדר את זה ויהיה לו צינור שפע חדש? ואם חלילה יישאר רווק, יש דרך לתקן את זה? I'm going to translate the question. A person that divorced his wife, does that mean that his abundance, his whole pipeline of abundance is closed? If he marries again, is he going to fix it? And is he going to have now a new pipeline of abundance? And if he stays single, is there any way to fix it?
ודאי שחזר מרדו לאדם, לימדו אותנו שאין הברכה מצויה, ילך
Certainly our sages taught us that a person only has a blessing. The blessing exists in a person's life because of the respect that he respects his wife. If he would have learned the Garden of Peace, he wouldn't have gotten divorced. But maybe if he learns now the Garden of Peace, he'll be able to remarry his divorcee again. Well, if that's not feasible. He will learn the book, The Garden of Peace, and that will help him for his next relationship with his future soulmate. And certainly if he gets married a second time, again he will have a new pipeline of abundance for a good livelihood. But even if he stays single, if he follows the path of Hashem, he will have a good livelihood. שאלה נוספת, כבוד הרב? Okay. The next question. זה הרב, כבוד הרב, זה שאלה עכשיו לגבי פרנסה. This is a question about livelihood. We're going to read it in English and then I'll translate it. In the Rav's book, Garden of Riches, he advises us not to use checks or credit. Is there a difference between using cash or debit cards, or are they both fine since they don't cause the feeling of having more money than one has? כבוד הרב כותב בספר שלו, בגן העושר, לא להשתמש בצ'קים או באשראי. אם אדם משתמש, יש הבדל בין אם אדם משתמש במזומן או בכרטיס שמוטען מראש. זאת אומרת שזה כבר כרטיס שהוא הכניס כסף לתוכו, ולא כרטיס שהוא מושך כסף על חשבון מה שיש לו. האם זה בסדר? זה גורם לו להרגיש שהוא משתמש
מצוין, בצורה כזאת. מצוין.
That's excellent.
ממש מצוין. כל ראינו מחוש שאדם מבסיקים לצעמים בכרטיסי ישראל.
This is something that we saw realistically in our own eyes. When you stop using a credit card, your minus goes down and disappears. People who use credit cards, oh, the minus grows.
I mean,
the minus grows and grows and grows.
Okay. Da is lo yeter.
A person has a dark side. When a person is lacking something, he doesn't solve the problem the hard way, going to pray, going to ask, going to daven. No, what does he do? He chooses the easy way. He uses a credit card. He writes a check. Therefore, what I said that you're not allowed to use credit cards or checks, it's in order for a person to live with emuna. Don't look for anything that weakens you in your emuna. A person that uses checks or credit cards, that is something that weakens your emuna. He has a solution, but he doesn't daven.
But
But where you spoke about a debit card that it's already charged with prepaid money, that is okay. That's called cash.
Maslaha.
Good luck. כבוד הרב, שאלה אחרונה? שאלה נוספת? שאלה נוספת הרב על שלום בית. A divorced person is meeting a divorcee who has children. They want to get married, but there are lots of expenses and debts. All these things he's got to pay. And they've also got to marry off some of the children. And he's asking, should he wait till he is in a better economical situation, or should he jump into the water and remarry? אדם הרב גרוש הרב שיוצא כרגע עם גרושה לשני מיש ילדים. הוא לא יודע מה לעשות, יש להם הרבה חובות, הרבה הוצאות, צריך לחתן ילדים. מה הוא צריך לעשות? לחכות עד שהמצב הכלכלי ישתפר, או לקפוץ לתוך המים?
המציאות שאדם מתחדד, יש לו השפע גודל.
The reality is that when a person gets married, his abundance grows.
כי העניין של האישה, כמובן שהיא הייתה בשלום בית, לא בגן השלום, יהיה להם שפע גדול גדול.
Certainly we're talking about someone who lives with his wife with domestic peace and tranquility, who learns the garden of peace. When a person lives that way with his wife, they will have great, great abundance. This is something that you can literally see. A person who's not married, who's single, they have big salaries.
המציאות לא חוסכים, למרות שאין להם הוצאות, כי הגעים, אין להם הוצאות גדולות, כי אין להם אישה לזים, לפעמים מגרים אצל הורים, למרות זאת, אין להם
The reality is that single people, even if they have high salaries, they don't manage to save money. Even though they live on their own, they don't have big expenses. Sometimes they live with their parents. The reality is they don't manage to save money. That's the reality. We can see that. When you get married, you have a blessing.
רק לראות, לראות בגן השלום.
But you've got to live with a garden of peace.
אז לכן, גם יש, דן לבד, יש לו בת זוג, אז זה, זה שניים הצרות נוסעים אותן מצרות, אבל כוחות גודלים, שניים.
When a person is alone, he's got to cope with things on his own. When a person is married, we now have two people who can help share the difficulties and hardships, and it makes things easier.
חשוב מאוד לדעת.
It's very important to know that even though you have to learn the book, The Garden of Peace, you have to pray for domestic peace and tranquility every single day. I always gave an example for myself. Hashem granted me to write 3 books on domestic peace and tranquility. And nevertheless, at the beginning of my married life, I prayed every single day for my domestic peace and tranquility. Even though I know perfectly what you're supposed to do. Knowledge is in your mind. Actions are in your heart. And that's why you need to pray to be able to live what you know. Certainly, when the man prays for his domestic peace and tranquility, when the woman prays for her domestic peace and tranquility, that is something that will help build domestic peace and tranquility. Because our holy rabbi writes, Rabbi Nachman of Breslev, that a man and a woman are two complete opposites. This is what the Rebbe writes. Because all matches, all marriages are two complete opposites. That's why to connect two opposites. It's above nature. And the Rebbe writes that even though nature compels in one direction, prayer can change nature. A couple came to me that did not have peace, don't have domestic peace and tranquility. The man started telling me what a good person he is, how everything he does, he only does for the better good. He buys, he helps. I asked the woman, what do you say? She said, I only want to get divorced. When you look at it, you can't, it's not understandable, the situation. Such a good husband. Hashem granted me to understand. I gave him a parable. I said to him, you're a good person, right? I'm also a good person. But if I try to fix the engine of a car, I will ruin the engine.
I'll
say, why? I'm a good person. Why did the engine get ruined? I said to him, it's the same thing with you. You're a good person, but you didn't learn how to be a mechanic. Where do you learn the mechanism of domestic peace and tranquility in the book, The Garden of Peace? He accepted this understanding that I gave him, and he accepted upon himself to start learning the book, The Garden of Peace. I told his wife, listen, give him the opportunity. Let him learn the book. Let him pray. Explain to him on his own that he needs to pray for the things. And I told the wife, give him an opportunity to try and live what he's learning.
הגברים לא מבינים, אני טוב.
Men don't understand this. They say, I'm a good person.
אבל אישה רוצה רק גירושים.
But the woman only wants to get divorced.
למה?
Why?
אם נלמד בגן השונון, אני לא יכול להגיד בשיעור מה שהוא לא ידע.
I can't say in my class something that he won't know.
כתבתי את הספר הזה לגברים בלבד.
Because I wrote this book only for men. For men only.
לכן אני לא יכול להגיד מה.
That's why in this class I can't say what I wrote in the book.
לכן, אז לכן, זה כל גבר שלא שלומית יחפש טוב בבית ספר מצא מה הוא היה לא עושה.
Every single man that doesn't have domestic peace and tranquility, look well in the book The Garden of Peace and you will find what you're not doing properly. And what he's doing that you shouldn't do.
לכן אנחנו, אבל לא מספיק רק ללמוד להתפלל כל יום.
But it's not enough just to learn the book, you need to pray on a daily basis.
צריכים עשייתא דשמיא גדולה גדולה.
You need great heavenly assistance to have domestic peace and tranquility.
Amen. הוא כותב, הדעת משדך כל השידוכים.
Rabbi Nachman writes that it's knowledge that makes all the matches together.
למה?
Why?
כי כל השידוכים הם שפחים.
Because all matches made between men and women are two complete opposites.
והדעת עומד מתחבך מן שפחים.
And it is the divine knowledge that manages to connect these two opposites.
לכן תמיד אמרתי לבחורים לבקים ילמדו בגן השונום מצאו את הזיווג שלהם.
That's why I always told single men that if they learn the book The Garden of Peace they will find their soulmate.
מה למה?
Why?
כי ילמד את הספר לקבל דעת.
Because when they learn the book they will receive this divine knowledge.
לדעת מה זה דעת?
What is this divine knowledge?
לדעת את השם.
To know Hashem.
דבר ראשון שאני יודע, אני יודע שכל מה שקורה זה השם עושה.
The first thing that he knows is that everything that happens is because that's what Hashem does.
רק Hashem יכול מה ש אני מנוע מלדבר שלומית בפורם שיש גם גברים גם נשים שומעים.
And only Hashem can change the situation. I'm prevented from speaking about domestic peace and tranquility advice for men in this forum where both men and women are listening to me.
לכן Hashem חנן אותי לכתוב ספר מיוחד לנשים.
That's why Hashem granted me to write a special book for women.
גם שם כתבתי דברים ששייכים רק לנשים.
And in that book too I wrote things that are relevant only to women.
יש דוקטור גבריאלוב, אתה מכיר אותה.
There's a doctor who I know. His name is Dr. Gavrielov.
היא ביקשה ממני דרושות לקרוא את הספר של הגברים.
She asked me permission to read the book of for men.
בגלל שהיא כבר מבוגרת מאוד.
Because she's already a very old woman.
אמרתי לך אני אמרה ש
I said to her, you, I allow to read the book for men.
Kara.
She read it. She said to me, how do you know what a woman thinks, what a woman feels? How do you know you're not a woman? What a woman feels. What makes a woman angry? You're not a woman. I said to her, this is the divine knowledge and wisdom of the Torah. The Torah knows everything. A lawyer who deals with family issues told me, every couple that comes to him on divorce issues, he gives them the books. He said to me, because of that, he loses many clients. Because they learn the books, they have domestic peace and tranquility. He said to me, I'm not interested. I believe that what I'm supposed to get, that is what I'm going to get financially. And I want to help every single couple that comes to me.
Yes, Dayan.
There's a rabbinical judge who refuses to give a couple a divorce until he enforces them to learn the books. And the percentage of divorces in his court went down 70%. It's a pity that people don't learn the books.
Now,
all of you call and order the books. Even people who are not married, order the books, the Garden of Peace, and certainly those who are married, learn the books every single day and pray for them on a daily basis. Today we're finished. I'd like to bless you all to live with the gratitude just like we learnt. Clicking the counter. Thank you for the shiur. Thank you for all the good things that we said today. The number's already gone up. And everyone learned the books on domestic peace and tranquility. And the books on gratitude. The booklets and pamphlets on gratitude. Everyone live with emuna. And you live with true peace and tranquility.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you very much, and we'll see you with the help of Hashem next week.